Galatians chapter 2. Then, after 14 years, I went up to Jerusalem again, with Barnabas, taking Titus along too. And I went up by revelation, and I put the gospel which I proclaim among the Gentiles to them, but privately to those who are held in regard, so that I might not run, or have run, in vain. Moreover, Titus, who was with me, although he was a Greek, was not compelled to be circumcised at all. But we watched out because of the false brothers who had been brought in surreptitiously, who had come in stealthily to spy out our freedom which we have in Christ Jesus, in order to enslave us to themselves, to whom we did not yield in submission even for an hour, in order that the truth of the gospel might maintain its ground for you. Then, of those considered to be of importance, whatever they once were doesn't make any difference to me, God does not show partiality to anyone, for those who were held in high regard did not contribute anything as far as I'm concerned, but on the contrary, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel of the uncircumcision, as Peter with that of the circumcision, for he who had been active in Peter for the apostleship of the circumcision had also been active in me for the Gentiles, and when they knew the grace which had been given to me, of these people, James and Cephas and John, who were considered to be pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, so that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcision, only saying that we should remember the poor, just a thing which I indeed made a point of doing. But when Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he was at fault, because prior to some others coming from James, he was eating with the Gentiles. But when they came, he set about drawing away and separating himself, fearing those of the circumcision. And the remaining Jews also joined him in the hypocrisy, so that even Barnabas was actually led away with them by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not progressing straight towards the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter, in the presence of them all, "If you, being a Jew, live in the Gentile way and not in the Jewish way, why do you compel the Gentiles to act in the Jewish way? We are Jews by nature, and not sinners of Gentile stock. And we are aware that a man is not justified by works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. And we have believed in Christ Jesus, in order to be justified through faith in Christ, and not by works of the law, because no flesh will be justified by works of the law. But if, while we seek to be justified in Christ, we ourselves are for our part identified as sinners, is then Christ a minister of sin? Far from it. For if I rebuild those things which I demolished, I countenance myself as a transgressor. For I, through the law, have died to the law, in order that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. I live, but no longer I, but Christ lives in me. The life I now lead in the flesh, I lead in faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I am not setting aside the grace of God, for if righteousness is through the law, then Christ died in vain."